There was an awful situation that unfolded at a grocery store near my house this weekend. Just before 11 a.m. on Sunday, a man charged into a Whole Foods and shot a cashier, creating a terrifying frenzy in the otherwise sparkling gem of gentrification on H Street Northeast. In cases like this, we tend to want to compartmentalize our concerns and tell ourselves that nobody died, and therefore it's okay, and one random gun person won't shake our will. But the assailant was a person by the name of Michael Whatley. The day before was his birthday, and in 2012, The Washington Post profiled him as a breakout football star from his community center who eventually made it to college. His life hasn't been easy. His father died in prison for armed robbery, and his brother was murdered. The point here is that people behind crimes are often real folks with real problems as well. Unlawful actions often shatter our dreams of what life is supposed to be, but it's important to remember that what may have led them to do such a thing in the first place might just be worse than you can imagine. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.